I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Early voting begins today for primary runoff elections, including the race to earn the Republican gubernatorial nomination. A recent poll shows that Secretary of State Brian Kemp and Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle are virtually deadlocked. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Alabama-based research firm Signal finds Cagle with 44% of the vote and Kemp with 43%. Cagle finished first in the May 22nd GOP primary with 39% of the vote. Kemp finished second with just over a quarter of the vote. The winner of the July 24th runoff will face Democrat Stacey Abrams in November, who won her party's nomination over opponent Stacey Evans. Georgia farmers who had a tough 2017 could get some federal help. The AJC reports U.S. Senators Johnny Isaacson and David Perdue added a provision to the farm bill that would make Georgia peach and blueberry farmers eligible for a piece of $18 million in funding from the Department of Agriculture. But the House version of the bill doesn't have that language, so it will be up to a conference committee whether it's in the final bill. A warm winter followed by a spring freeze decimated the peach and blueberry crops last year, costing state farmers $300 million, according to the Georgia Department of Agriculture estimates. Well, a tight primary election in Habersham County in North Georgia may have to be redone. The AJC reports that hundreds of voters living in one statehouse district were given ballots for another. The result? Incumbent State Representative Dan Gassaway lost the May 22nd primary to challenger Chris Irwin by 67 votes. Habersham County election officials sent letters to voters acknowledging the error. Gassaway is now asking a judge to order a new election. And enforcement of a licensing requirement for people who provide lactation care and services in Georgia is on hold, pending the outcome of a lawsuit challenging it. A provision of a 2016 law that requires lactation consultants to be licensed by the state was supposed to take effect yesterday, but the lawsuit argues the requirement violates unlicensed lactation professionals' right to do their work free from unreasonable governmental interference. Secretary of State Brian Kemp, whose office is responsible for enforcing licensing requirements, agreed not to enforce the law while the lawsuit is pending. Nearly 50 DeKalb residents are searching for new lodging after a fire tore through an apartment complex on Saturday. WSB reports 20 children are among those displaced by the damage. The two-alarm fire occurred at the Eagles Run apartment in the 2000 block of Boulder Crest Road. County officials say the fire started on the third floor and completely damaged about 50% of the building, although no one was injured. The Red Cross is currently working with the displaced families. In sports, the Braves defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5 Sunday, completing a sweep of the weekend series. The Braves now hold a three-game lead over the rest of the National League East. The team is in New York to start a three-game series against the Yankees tonight. First pitch at 7:05. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.